The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
If you are dealing with any kind of loss in your life, no matter how insignificant, you are experiencing some sort of pain. Did you know that over time, that pain can become joy? It may sound odd, but listen on. This is Healing from Loss with Brenda B. We'll help you find the silver lining that takes you from where you are now to where you need to be to move forward. Now, here is host Brenda Blindenbaugh and co-host Monique McDonald.
Welcome and thank you for tuning into Healing from Loss with Brenda B. and my co-host Monique McDonald. I want to remind my listeners to visit www.wealthyhealers.com to receive the free audio on Transform Your Life by Healing Grief and Loss. You can also find me on Facebook at www.wealthyhealers.com/FB. And my Twitter handle is www.wealthyhealers.com/Twitter. Hello, Monique. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great, Brenda. Happy to be here. How are you?
I'm very well. And I'm excited as well to learn about the simple truths about the universal laws.
Oh, good. So that sort of carries forward from what we were talking about last week.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, wonderful.
But this actually is an overview about the universal laws.
Nice.
And so, you know, because a lot of people don't know what they are, so I'm just going to be explaining how important they are and why we need to know about them.
Oh, that's great. I think that'll be really helpful to the listeners.
Thank you. Universal laws, also known as spiritual laws or laws of nature, are principles that never change. They rule over our universe. Once you become aware of these incredible principles and how they operate, you can align your action with these laws and you will literally attract abundance into your life. Because people have no awareness of how these laws work, they have tried to get abundance by working more, doing more with a lot of struggle, resulting in physical and emotional overwhelm, fear and anxiety, depression, and many other problems. The universal laws work by exact precision. They are predictable. They never waver or err. They make no distinction on who they work for. They work regardless of your gender, color, age, religious preference, or if you are aware of them or are, you know, as I said, ignorant about their existence. Just like gravity makes no distinctions as to who they work for, the universal laws work with the same unwavering and precise fashion. It doesn't matter if you're black, white, young or old, Indian, Chinese, Jewish, Hindu, Muslim, Christian, Buddhist, or an atheist. These laws work in a predictable and specific way 100% of the time. When you develop an awareness of how they work and you align your thoughts and actions with them, you will attract and experience seemingly impossible outcomes. Understanding these laws will develop a deep awareness of the incredible power that these simple truths hold. They will help you to rewrite and replace the self-sabotaging and limiting beliefs that have caused struggle and hardship in your life. Monique, how do you think your life would change if you absolutely knew you could depend on something 100% of the time?
You know, I've lived by this principle for a while, and though I have to say I'm not 100%, I'm definitely not there 100%, but I would say that I'm getting to the point where I'm at about 85% living by that, and it has completely and totally changed my life, Brenda. Every aspect of my life has improved, with, you know, more peace in my life, less anxiety. I actually have very little anxiety since I started aligning with this. And if I do have the anxiety, I come back to aligning with these principles in order to let that anxiety fall away. So it's just such a huge thing. I aspire to get to 100%, but I'm not there yet.
Yeah, I know. It's just the fact that these laws, once we understand them and we trust them, it will bring in this trust principle into everything. One of the reasons we don't take the steps that we need to take is because we don't trust. Is this going to happen? You know, we're wavering, right? So once we understand that these laws do work and we come to a place that this is happening, and it takes it's going to take some time, then you can trust that whatever these principles you're working on, they will work for you. So when you have knowledge of these incredible laws and, as I said, consciously align yourself with them, you will know how to interact with them correctly and attract what you desire into your life. Most people also don't know who they really are. And secondly, they don't know what they're in this world for. Because of this lack of awareness, people don't know what they are capable of creating and achieving. Most of us live by our five senses: seeing, tasting, hearing, smelling, and touching. We don't believe anything if we don't see it, hear it, taste it, or smell it, or touch it. But this is an illusion. We need to realize that there is more to life than what we perceive with our five senses. If we depend on our five senses to create what we want, our lives will be filled with struggle and hardship. So the question that I'm going to ask the audience is, who are you? Take a few seconds to answer this question. Jot down the first two or four things that come to mind. So I'm just going to give you about 10, 15 seconds, and I'm not going to talk, and I want you to do that right now. Okay. Now, most people answer and describe themselves by their occupation. I'm a salesperson, I'm a cashier, a bank manager, a teacher, a lawyer, a musician, and so on. And if that's what you wrote down, that's perfectly fine, because you are all those things that you have stated. But you are more than your body and your five physical senses. You are more than your occupation. You are energy that is housed in a body. You are infinite potential. Because this is not part of our awareness, it is hard for us to think in terms of, I am generous, I am supportive, I am caring, I am kind, I am creative, I am loyal, I am courageous, I am strong, I am healthy, I am magnificence in a body. I am awesome. This is who you are at your core. But we don't even go there. That's not even in our thinking most of the time, in our awareness. When you know who you are, you can connect to the truth of your essence or your being. So let's break this down by looking at our body, to discover its smallest denominator. Your body has nine systems: the nervous system, the skeletal system, the muscular system, the circulatory system, the endocrine system, the digestive system, the reproductive system, the integument, which is the skin, the largest organ in our body, and the urinary system. You have organs like the brain, lungs, stomach, kidney, skin, and heart. These are all made up of tissues. And the tissues are all made up of cells. We're now breaking it down. When we break this down further, they're made up of molecules. And these molecules are made up of atoms, protons, and electrons. They are broken down further into subatomic particles. And there are many of them, like neutrons, gluons, quarks, and mesons. These are all electromagnetic vibrating waves of light called quanta. You have probably heard the term quantum physics. What is quantum physics? It is the science of how this infinitely small universe that you and I cannot see with our physical eyes operates. So you see now that you're more than your body. You are pure energy at your core, which is you are intelligence and consciousness, because that's what energy is, and information. You have all this potential residing within you, which needs to be activated and released so that you can create what you desire. So how does this incredible intelligence work? How do you fit into the whole scheme of things? The first thing you need to realize is everything is energy. Now, most of us have at least heard this probably many times. Here's something we need to also realize, that energy cannot be created nor destroyed. Energy is present everywhere at all times. Monique, what kinds of ahas did you receive when you first heard this, probably many, many years ago, and realized that everything was energy, that you are energy, and you are this pure potential?
Well, I didn't understand it for a long time. You know, I kept reading it in different books and hearing it being said, and I really couldn't wrap my head around it, you know, for a long time until I started doing sort of simple practices. So it felt unachievable. It just kind of didn't make sense to me until I started to really pay attention to my body and feel when I could tell that I was vibrating, like feeling what excitement felt like and feeling what anticipation felt like and feeling what anxiety felt like, and sort of noticing the energy first in my own body and then noticing over time how much more sensitive I became to other people's energy and to choosing where to put myself in order to really manage my energy. So it was a process over a period of time, and now it's just really a knowing.
Yes. And I'm glad you brought out this, what you said about not only feeling, but now we become more sensitive, actually, to, you know, what others are putting out and what others are feeling and the vibration. I've become so sensitive to this, Monique, that and we all are to some extent. You know, you can go walk into a room and you can, if there's been a fight going on, some conflict, you can pick that up. You can pick up that frequency. Something is not quite right. Have you ever noticed that?
Absolutely. And now I notice it because I do my work on the phone with clients. I will notice the most subtle, I can pick up the most subtle shift in the tone of voice of someone. So if I ask them, you know, tell me things you love doing, and they give me a list, and then all of a sudden they land on one, and then their whole, like, there's like a change in their tone, their energy changes, and now they're talking about their passion about animals, let's say. And then to be able to, like, just pick up that energy and be able to show them, look at how your voice changed, your energy changed, everything changed when you talked about animals, and then they start to cry. You know, like the subtle things that I can pick up now that in the past I never would have picked up, because I would have been just sort of caught up in my own mind, but you know, the more we are energy bodies and the more we tune into that, the more things we can pick up that are, they're incredibly subtle.
Right. It's the same thing with me. I would just pick up on the words, but the words have energy and you can feel that frequency in the, as you said, in the tone of their voice.
Yeah.
And if you were actually there, you could see it in their body language even, you know? But yeah, being on the phone, my goodness, this is such a wonderful way, because I coach as well. And so I'm able to tell exactly where that energy is going down, up, in midway, or whatever.
Yeah.
It's wonderful, yes. So energy is moving from one form to another. Energy can be changed into matter, and matter can be changed into energy. It moves from a higher vibration to a lower vibration, or from a lower vibration to a higher one. It moves from a subtle form, which you know you can call spiritual, through the mental, emotional, and physical realm. Energy and matter are interchangeable. Energy is always changing. It is in constant motion. It never rests. Change is energy's only attribute. Secondly, the universe operates by natural laws. Everything operates meticulously and with accuracy and by law. There are truly no accidents. When you work with these laws, they will work with you. How does this work? It works when you realize that you and the universe are one. You are not separate from the universe. You are both working as a team. You are in partnership with one another. If you look at the ocean, you will notice that the wave is part of the ocean, and the ocean is part of the wave. The two cannot be separated. It's impossible. In the same way, you are an individual having your own views, but at the same time, you are also connected to the infinite possibilities of the universe. All of us are part of the universe. This means that we are connected to everyone and everything, and all of us are subject to these laws. If we are to work together as a team, then we must know how the universe operates. The universe operates just in time, all the time, and every time. All one has to do is to just look around you and notice how everything in nature works in perfect harmony and in order. This means that you must have clarity in your thinking. You must have a clear vision for what you desire in all aspects of your life if you want to manifest it. So it'll be something different to do with health, and something different to do with abundance, and something different to do with relationships. Clarity allows you to focus your energy on what you want and acts like a laser beam that is directed to a specific target. Every cell in your body can feel this vibration of excitement and aliveness. So this high vibration is now being sent out into the morphogenic field, and that is what you will attract. So it's time for us to take a short break. This is Brenda Blindenbaugh and my co-host Monique McDonald, and you are listening to Healing from Loss with Brenda B on Voice America Seventh Wave. Stay tuned.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Have you experienced loss in your life and are still working through the grief? Are you ready to start moving forward and feel better? Brenda Blindenbaugh has created a free audio piece to help you get started on this healing journey. Losing a loved one is devastating and can be profoundly painful. Understand that you don't have to go through your loss alone. Visit WealthyHealers.com to receive the free audio from Brenda entitled Transform Your Life by Healing Grief and Loss. That's www.WealthyHealers.com.
change. The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
You are listening to Healing from Loss with Brenda B. To reach out today, please call 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to support@wealthyhealers.com. Now, back to our show.
Welcome back. This is Brenda B. and my co-host, Monique McDonald. So we were talking about this high vibration being sent into the morphogenic field, and that's what we will attract. So where do we begin? How do we get clarity? Studies show that only 25% of people are effective at knowing what they want. Out of the 25% of people who know what they want, only 10% of them know why they want it. So here's something I'd like you to do. Write this down. I want blank, fill in the blank, because I think getting this will help me feel blank and blank. Do another one here. I want a blank, fill that in, relationship. Because I think that being in this relationship will help me feel blank and blank. So here's an example. I want a house because I think getting this will help me feel happy and safe. Here's a second example. I want an intimate relationship because I think that being in this relationship will help me feel connected and cherished. Do you want to know why most people don't clarify why they want what they want? Because most people aren't comfortable with their reasons and would prefer to remain unconscious about it, and so they don't go there. It takes brutal honesty and acceptance to find out what you really want. What you really want is always an emotional state that you currently aren't feeling to the extent that you would like. Most often, though, we are wrong about what we think will get us what we want. So, when we want to create anything, find out your why and go for the emotion. I want a house because I want to feel happy and safe. That's just an example. Or, I want a house because I would love to have my family gatherings, six times a year or eight times a year or whatever it is. And we want to get together so that we can connect and have fun and enjoy one another's company. Can you see? I want an intimate relationship because I want to feel connected and cherished. It's not the thinking, but the feeling that is important. Monique, have you anything to add to this?
Well, I have a question. Is there any wrong wants? So, for example, can your wanting be wrong? Like if somebody said, I want to be earning millions of dollars every year because I think it will make me feel at peace and happy, okay? So can there be wrong wants, or if they want it, it's always good? In other words, somebody else might say, well, money doesn't buy happiness, so wanting money, you shouldn't want money in order to think you're going to feel happy. So can there be wrong wants, or should we just be wide open to wanting whatever we want because we want it and trust that it's good for us?
Oh, Monique, this leads into the next segment, which I was going to talk about.
Okay.
So hopefully this will clarify it.
Okay.
When we say we want money or to be financially independent, it's not the money per se that we want. We think it is, but it isn't. It's the experience of what money will do for us. We want to experience, just like you said, peace of mind or whatever it is, or experience comfort, the comfort that money can get us, the excitement when we go on a trip. The joy and the love that we feel when we're able to give to our loved ones and to those that are in need. So ultimately, that is what we want to go for. That's what we truly want because of how it makes us feel. So money is just a means to an end. You know, it's the end product is really how it makes us feel. And why is it that we don't want what we don't want? It's for the same reason. It's because we don't like the way it makes us feel. Here are some examples. I don't want to be sad. I don't want to be sick. I don't want to be poor. I don't want to be in debt. And so on. Many, 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 many I don't wants. And that's because they don't want how it feels, you know, when they go there. So as we have already seen, everything is energy. When everything is broken down to its smallest denominator, it's energy. We need to keep in mind that our thoughts are the most subtle form of energy. This is where we start with our thoughts. It has a critical bearing on what you want to accomplish. When we create, we do so from this non-physical realm to bring it into the physical realm. This non-physical world is the world that we cannot see. We are talking about thoughts, which we cannot see. They are a subtle form of energy which we want to bring into form or matter. We want to change energy from the subtle form into dense matter. When you have clarity, you can call upon the power that is outside of you. This is what I mean is the quantum field. You are a spiritual being. You are divine, priceless, awesome, and magnificent. You are loved beyond measure, totally and unconditionally. There is nothing that you have to do to win that love, and nothing you can do to lose that love. The universe and you are one. It is the divinity within you that is working with the divinity that is outside of you, the quantum field. Once you understand that, you see how effortless this can become when you realize that you're not creating from the standpoint of a victim or a servant begging for what you want. Abundance, health, and prosperity is your divine birthright. It's your blueprint. It's in your DNA. All creation begins from being, from your essence. Most of us attempt to change our reality from the periphery, from the outside. And this is why we often fail. We are to create from the center, from our core essence. Everything that you learn is for the sole purpose of being able to create a better reality for yourself. You do this by raising your consciousness. It is consciousness that creates and directs everything. This is why it is important to have knowledge, because knowledge has the ability to put information into practice. Knowledge transcends information because you can apply the knowledge of these laws and use them effectively in creating your own life and destiny. You become the author and director of your own movie when you know and apply these laws correctly. So the truth of the matter is that you are a powerful and resourceful creator. You have all the intelligence, opportunities, tools, and resources within you that are necessary to fulfill all of your life's goals and dreams. You don't have to beg or plead for this to take place in your life. You just need to know how to tap into the power of the universe to create the perfect reality that you desire. Now, the laws of the universe work like a recipe. We know that it takes more than one ingredient to make a cake. So too, no one law stands on its own. Every law is influenced by another law, which is why we need to work or to know or to understand these main universal laws so that we can integrate them. And so even though there are many, many laws, by knowing at least the main laws, it'll give you a head start. So here are seven universal laws that I want to talk about. Now, there are, you know, people that have other ones, and they are very important. But if we know about these seven laws, we're at least, you know, on our way. So the law of vibration states that anything that exists in our universe, seen or unseen, when it's broken down to its most basic unit, consists of pure energy, which resonates and emits a specific vibratory frequency. And that's what I just talked about earlier on at the beginning of this episode. The law of attraction states that whatever energy is broadcast out into the universe, it is attracted to energies that are of equal or harmonious frequency, resonance, or vibration. For instance, you've heard of the phrase, birds of a feather flock together. So this is what it means. The same energies will come together. So that for the purpose of bringing it into manifestation. The law of sowing and reaping, or cause and effect, or karma, states that any action produces a result or outcome in exact proportion to or greater than the act which initiated it. Which means, think of a farmer. You know, if he's going to plant seeds, say he's going to plant 1 pound of wheat, he's not just going to get 1 pound of wheat back. He's going to get hundreds of times more. So this is what this law of sowing and reaping is. And we need to understand that if we plant weeds, we're going to get more weeds. And if we plant good seed, we're going to get, you know, the seed that we've planted. A good harvest. The law of gender states that every seed has a gestation and incubation period. Ideas are spiritual seeds, which will eventually become form and come into physical reality. Your goals and desires will manifest at the right time. Not before, not after. There is a gestation period. This is one of the laws that we're not taught about, and so we're always in a hurry. And if things don't happen according to our timetable, then we get discouraged and disappointed and throw in the towel. But there is a specific time for things to come into fruition. The law of polarity says that everything in the universe has an equal and exact opposite. Now, next week, I'm going to be talking about the law of polarity and the law of allowing, which go very much hand in hand. The law of allowing is to do with allowing where the circumstances that come into your life to be what they are, and allow the people to be what they are, whether you agree with them or not. So this is really has two parts to it. Very interesting. The law of giving and receiving is the law that teaches that giving is the flip side of the coin to receiving. When there is a vacuum created energetically, it must be filled because nature hates a vacuum. So this is what happens when we give. When we give, it creates a vacuum energetically, right? And so what is going to be filled is you're going to be receiving. But now we can also stop that receiving. So we need to also know what is it that is stopping us from receiving what the universe wants to give us. And, you know, most of us don't know what that is. And so this is a law that will teach you about that. The law of purpose says that we came to this earth to fulfill a purpose. And we've been given gifts. And these gifts will help us to know what it is that makes us come alive and brings fulfillment into our life. So these are some of the laws. There are many, but these are some laws that I think are essential that we should know about. So have you got any thoughts on this, Monique? We've got a couple of minutes before the break.
I love the what you said about every seed has a gestation period. I haven't heard it said that way, and I just love that. It's so true with every dream that, you know, we launch. And for myself, I just recently pulled out a dream board that I did many, many years ago, Brenda. And when I did that dream board, I was so into it. I was so excited about it. And my vibration was very high. It felt so real to me. And then I had put it away after years, and I pull it out and I look at it and I think, oh my goodness, like these things, some of these things are just really coming into fruition now. And that gestation period is different for each thing. It's not always 9 months like a baby, you know, and well, just like a baby, sometimes they're born sooner and later, but that each one of these dreams has its own gestation period for all kinds of reasons we don't know. And it's so powerful to really understand that.
Yes, really it is. This is one of the laws that has not been talked about at all. Mm. And I think it is so essential when we want to manifest to know this. And I do a series on these laws. It's so important to know how these laws all work together. Like I said, you know, they're not a standalone law.
Right.
They work one with another. And if we don't know about these laws, you know what? We will, by default, they work against us. Like this law of gestation. If we don't know about it, you know, we think, oh, you know, I've done all that I can and nothing is happening and it's no good. And then we start to doubt ourselves and then we chuck it.
Right.
You know?
We give up on it and we go off and do something else.
We do something else. And you know what? The thing is, it could have been just around the corner. The results could have been there, right?
Yes. Yeah, and I love that gestation term because I just think of a baby growing in the womb and all the tiny little subtleties, all the little tiny things at a cellular level that need to happen before that baby is ready to be born. And the, you know, because people talk about it, they say, oh, well, just trust. Oh, it's divine timing. But, you know, it doesn't mean that people can really understand that. When they hear that, it feels so esoteric and, well, what does that mean? But thinking of it as a gestation period and all these necessary little elements that need to come together before that dream can come to fruition is so powerful.
Exactly. So much has to be done. This baby needed the 9 months or what, how many weeks for it to be full, come into maturity. That,
yes.
You know, that something is not missing, an eye is not missing or whatever it is, you know?
Yeah.
So it's the same thing with our dreams. Yes. And we, of course, now I'm going to also be teaching on the chakras, how we nurture these dreams. It's wonderful. These laws are beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Amen.
Amen.
We need to take another break and we will be right back. So stay tuned.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Have you experienced loss in your life and are still working through the grief? Are you ready to start moving forward and feel better? Brenda Blindenbaugh has created a free audio piece to help you get started on this healing journey. Losing a loved one is devastating and can be profoundly painful. Understand that you don't have to go through your loss alone. Visit wealthyhealers.com to receive the free audio from Brenda entitled Transform Your Life by Healing Grief and Loss. That's www.wealthyhealers.com.
Be the change. The 7th Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
You are listening to Healing from Loss with Brenda B. To reach out today, please call 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to support@wealthyhealers.com. Now, back to our show.
Welcome back. This is Brenda B. and my co-host Manik McDonald. And we're talking about the seven universal laws. And I just gave a list of some of them. And now, another one that, of course, I haven't mentioned, there are so many, which is very important, is the law of detachment. And this is a very challenging law because we get so attached to the outcome. You know, it's this law is telling us not to be attached to the outcome, to let it go. Because when we get attached to the outcome, we are thinking that it can only be done in one way or two ways. And the universe has so many different ways that it can bring that manifestation to you. So when we get attached to it, we cut that avenue off that the universe wants to bring to us. So this law is one of the laws that really stops us from manifesting what we want, because we take control of everything. We take control of the how and when it comes and through whom it comes. And the universe can bring it through so many different ways. What do you think about this law, Manik, this law of detachment? Have you found this to be a challenge in your life?
Initially, yes. And I, when I studied, you know, I've studied for many years the different personality types, and my personality type is more attached to the approval and for other people to like me. I'm not so much attached to control or to feel safe or secure. So for me, the detachment often came from what are people going to think about me. That was the biggest thing I had to, for me, in practicing detachment, is what other people think of me is none of my business. So that I could be truthful to myself, I could be authentically who I am, and detach from what other people think of it. And then in applying it to, from the aspect of what you're talking about, for example, in dreams, manifesting and putting out to the universe what it is I want, the detaching from it has come over time. I've gotten better and better at it. I really have. And like the example I gave of finding that dream board now and looking back and going, see, like it's not always 6 months, a year. Some of these things that are showing up now are things that I identified that I wanted in real detail. Gosh, some of them are 8, 9 years ago, Brenda, and now they're starting to come. So that, seeing that now all these years later, helps me become much better at aligning with the detachment law because I've seen evidence of it. And, you know, that whole thing about, something in the Bible about happier those who believe and have not seen. Well, I wasn't one of those. I've kind of had to, you know, sort of over time, I want to believe, but really it helps when I see that the result of applying these laws.
Well, part of these laws is actually showing us that once you start to do them and then you see them, you experience them, then you can give credence to these laws. You know, then you say, okay, this is exactly what happens when I apply these laws this way. This is the result. Yeah. It's like I talked about, this farmer planting a seed. The seed that is planted, we know what it's going to get. If you put a carrot seed in and you take care of the conditions, you're going to get carrots. This is the law. You're not going to get beans. You're not going to get tomatoes. You're just going to get whatever is planted. So you see how these laws all work. Then, of course, the farmer knows the law of gender. It's going to take X number of months. I don't plant it today and I get it overnight or in 2 weeks. See? And then the law of detachment is he already knows I know this is going to happen because I know I've done this before. Other people have done this before. If they put wheat, they're going to get wheat. It's going to take X number of months. I can detach from the fact that I don't have to say, oh, is this going to happen?
Yeah.
Right? So do you see how all these,
those examples of nature in the seeds, there's, nature provides so many powerful examples of, for example, weeds seem to spring up overnight. You pull them out and they seem to be there right away. And some of the things we want do manifest very quickly. And then there are others like bamboo, that takes years and years and years. It seems underground. Nothing is happening. You don't see anything. And then all of a sudden, once it starts going, it comes out and then it just grows so fast, and the results are so big very, very quickly. So the nature provides us so many examples of abundance and these laws in action, and it's being able to align ourselves with that and like you say, to trust in the process.
Right. And here's what happens when to do with manifestation, when we want to manifest, we are now bringing it from thought form into physical reality. We know how long it takes for a carrot to mature, for wheat to mature, whatever. Because we've seen that. But everybody's thought and everybody what they want is different. So a thought, here's where the problem arises, is we don't know how long that thought is going to take to come into physical reality.
Right.
That's the problem. That's where it makes it difficult for us. Because when we want to bring it from thought form, which is subtle, so right now it's in a different dimension. We're now bringing it into the seventh dimension. Now, when you learn about the chakras, this is all going to also help. The seventh, the sixth, the fifth, the fourth, the third, the second, and whammo, comes into the third dimension, your root chakra. I'm telling you, these all work. My heart just, goes to overflowing when I see how the universe has provided all this for us. All we need to know is to understand them and work with them. Yes. So one more law that I'm just going to put out there, and that is the law of reflection. The universe always tells us, or is trying to show us, when we're off our path, off kilter, and wants to try and bring us back to center, And so the universe will first give us a little nudge, and probably we don't listen. Then it gives us a more powerful shove, and we may still not listen. And finally, after doing this many, many, many times, you may be hit on the head with the 2x4, we've heard that expression. It's just saying then circumstances will come into your path that you just have to look at. You've just got to take the time and smell the roses, if you know what I mean. You've got to look at it. You've got no other choice. So the law of reflection is the way it does this. It brings people into your path, circumstances and events into your path. Mind you, we are the ones that are creating it, but it's showing us what needs to be corrected, what needs to be healed, what needs to be shifted and changed. But because we don't know that, again, we don't see that as a good thing, that it's a feedback loop that the universe is using just to say, hey, Brenda, this needs correction. You need to go here. Shift this and things will go back. The way they're supposed to go. Beautiful, these laws are absolutely wonderful. So if your life seems to be off track, there's usually a reason for it. One reason could be that you're not aware of the universal laws that are working behind the scenes on your behalf. Another reason could be that you are aware of only one or two of these universal laws, not realizing that there are other laws that are just as important that you need to focus on. Perhaps you are not working correctly with one or more of the universal laws. Maybe you know about the universal laws, but you don't know how to apply them and how to integrate them with one another. The good news is that as soon as you become aware about these laws and start to apply them correctly, you will have success in your life. So your first need is to get correct and practical explanations and instructions on how to apply these laws and make them work to your advantage. So these laws are supposed to bring you success, right? So I just want to take a few moments to talk about success. In fact, here are some questions to think about. What does success mean to you? It means different things to different people. So what does it mean to you? Take out a sheet of paper and just jot down a few things. And after this show, you know, do this little exercise. Here's another one. Are you defining success for yourself or what society has told you it is? Or perhaps you are going after what you were taught by your parents or your grandparents or your caregivers, whoever they were. So you need to look at that, because very often we're taking on the ideas of what society has told us. And we see this all around us. We're just bombarded with it on TV, in the magazines, and they are telling us what success is. Having a big car, big house, and whatever, you know, two yachts, and whatever it may be. So you need to find out what success means to you. Here's another question. How do you know if you're successful? So what has to happen? You know, what has to happen for you to know, hey, I feel successful? Do you rely greatly on objectives such as your job title, the size of your bank account, the college, that your children are going to get into, that you're registering, all these things? Is that where your focus is on? Or do you focus more on the subjective outcomes, such as a happy marriage or a relationship, a steady job that you love, achieving a goal, feeling fulfilled? You know, I'm not saying that you're not to have these other things like job titles and, you know, money, etc. But where is that focus? Where are you really focused on? What are you focused on? Are you spending valuable energy going after just the objective success, which doesn't affect your subjective outcomes? So look at that. Give it some time. So write down three or four things there that must happen for you to feel that you or your life is a success. And then when you do that, you know, alter whatever needs to be altered, change or shift or the things that you thought were really, this is what I would need to happen in my life if I, felt that I would be a success. Monik, what would you like to share about what success means to you?
Well, what I used to think, 10, 15 years ago, what I thought was success was all around, I thought in terms of having enough money to do what I want, when I want, where I want, how I want. That to me, that felt like I would, you know, by having financial freedom, I would feel successful. And then over time, it changed. And then I really didn't think about it for a long time because I was just on a different path. And now when I look at it, I think about success for me is, it's just like an ongoing. There's no kind of destination because I'm constantly in the process of co-creating my life to new levels. And so, you know, it's sort of an ongoing thing. But immediately when you asked what is success to me, I wrote down feeling at peace, happiness, enjoying abundance, joy, feeling on purpose, and always staying involved in the process of co-creating my life.
That's wonderful. You know, I loved it. I picked up what you said, which I mentioned before. feeling at peace, feeling on purpose. And then you really know, because that will tell you, right? Yeah. It'll tell you. It's such a huge indication that, you know, it's making you feel good and fulfilled, mm-hmm. the feeling part of it. Thank you so much, Monique. That was wonderful. I think it's just brought it all to, to the what I've really wanted to say, and you've put it all in one sentence.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, everyone, and Monique, for spending time, Monique, for you sharing with us, of course, and for my audience spending time with us today. Just a quick reminder to visit www.wealthyhealers.com to receive the free audio on Transform Your Life by Healing Grief and Loss. You can also find me on Facebook at www.wealthyhealers.com/FB. And my Twitter handle is www.wealthyhealers.com/Twitter. Until the next week, this is Brenda Blindenbaugh and Monique McDonald sending you abundant blessings.
Thank you for tuning in this week. Please join your host, Brenda Blindenbaugh, and co-host Monique McDonald for another edition of Healing from Loss with Brenda B. next Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave channel. We'll talk next week.